States. Get in touch with the folks at Carthage Livestock Auction, 903-277-4067.
From the studios of the 24-hour talk radio capital of West Louisiana and East Texas, all information, all talk, KWLA. This is Open Line, live on KWLA Anacoco, KWLV Manny, KVCL Winfield, KBDV Leesville, KTHP Hemphill, KZBL Natchitoches, and worldwide at KWLA1031.com or on the KWLA mobile app.
The views on this program do not reflect the views of any of the stations in this broadcast or any of the advertisers. The views are expressly those of the people expressing those views.
If you choose to comment on the program, guest, or contents of the program, email kwla at bdcradio.com. Now, live from the KWLA studios, Ted Dumas. Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's program.
And good morning. Want to catch a movie? Parkway Cinema in Natchitoches has two brand new movies starting today. Companion, rated R, and Dogman, rated PG. Go to kittyannacinema.com and click on the Parkway Cinema. Catch the dates, movies, everything you need to know. Major plans for Valentine's Day. Cypress Bend Resort has a couple specials. February the 14th or 15th, four-course meal. Prime choice, so roasted sea bass or 6 ounce prime fillet, and reservations are required. You can do it either February the 14th or 15th. Seatings are at 5 p.m., 6:30 p.m., and 8 p.m. To get reservations and to get good seating, call right now, 318-590-1500. Next week, Monday, we've got the president of Northwestern University. Tuesday, Chuck Owens, state representative. Wednesday, Texas Railroad Commissioner Wayne Christian. And Thursday, the Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser. With us today for the first time is Senator Blake Magez. Blake, good morning to you. Welcome to Open Line.
Good morning, Ted. Thank you for having me on the show.
Oh, my pleasure. Quick question. Hearings going on in D.C. Big vote for Senator Bill Cassidy on the RFK nomination for Kennedy for health. Should he vote yes or no?
Well, I can tell you that what the main focus should be on for all Americans is making America healthy again. Putting American people first, taking these harmful chemicals and dyes out of our children's food, and taking a deep look at why are the health outcomes and the life expectancy more severe in America compared to other states. Now, I trust Donald Trump has made the right choice for his new health secretary. Now, granted, the person that he chose is not perfect, and we disagree on a number of issues, but he has reassured Donald Trump and conservatives that he's going to stay laser-focused on making America healthy again. And after that mandate in this recent election, I think that we need to support Donald Trump's nominee, and both of our U.S. senators should do the same without hesitation.
Tell us something about yourself, Blake. How'd you get in politics?
Oh, I got involved in politics about a decade ago. I got elected to the state house for the first time in 2015. I, at some point in my last term, became the House Majority Leader. Most recently, about a year and a half ago, got elected to the state Senate. I was a businessman. I was a world champion shooter who was on a reality TV show on the History Channel, enjoying life, wanting to make my community better. And I'd been involved in politics along the way, helping different clerking at the Attorney General's office and working in the state Senate. And I always had a focus on my family and my business, and I love my country and I love my state. And an opportunity, a vacancy became available, and I always wondered, what would happen if I didn't run for that position? Maybe a career politician would run for it. And I said, if I step up and I give back to my community, my country, it's the right thing to do. And I decided to do that. I took a leap of faith about 10 years ago. And here I am today, and I'm proud of the accomplishments that I've made. I've seen other representatives and senators do the same thing. One example, we've got a former veteran, Representative Chuck Owen, a good friend of mine. It's real people that have decided they want to step forward and make a difference in our state and our country. And when those real people step forward, we can make a difference. We can break the status quo, not only in Louisiana, but in D.C. And I'm one of those people that want to make sure that Louisiana and America's future is bright. And I intend to do that in every position that I'm in.
As a physical conservative question, would you come close to being aligned with Alan Seabach or Mike Reese?
I would say I'd be aligned very much with Alan Seabach. Him and I are very close friends. I actually serve on the Finance Committee in the Senate. I've served on the Appropriations Committee in the House, and I was one of the 19 members who stood strong in my last term in the Senate and said, I will not bust the expenditure cap. We're not going to spend more money than we should, and that we're going to make sure that government lives within its means, and made everyone well aware, and they know, and just reminded them on a daily basis that Louisiana has a spending problem, and we've got to get that spending problem under control, not only in the state of Louisiana, but our country. We have a $36 trillion debt. We cannot continue on the federal level of deficit spending, and we can't let the state legislature spend like drunken sailors. We have to get our fiscal house in order because we owe it to our future generations.
Got a session coming up. What do you hope to accomplish? Because this is one of those sessions where you can deal with taxes, you can make changes.
Yeah, we've got a session coming up. It's going to be a fiscal session. It's a little bit far out. I believe it begins in the middle of April, so it's only a 60-day session. Members are just getting together, sort of figuring out exactly what bills they want to file. We only get 5 general bills, so everybody's got to be very choosy on what they decide to bring. I had brought 20 very conservative bills last go-round in the last session because it was a general, and we had plenty of time to do it. But this session, we got to stay laser-focused. And I think that you're going to see a lot of attention around following through with making adjustments and furthering the tax reform that the governor pushed in the special session. I think there's a hunger across Louisiana to address the insurance reform issue and figure out how to help get people's property and auto insurance at a more competitive premium rate. And I think you'll see some conversation about election integrity. But granted, there's some other things going around this country, especially with our governor and our new president, things like ESG, DEI. We got some more work we need to do on gun rights. We got to make sure to help our country secure our border and make sure that our immigration policy is sound. Look, I brought a bill last session that banned sanctuary cities in Louisiana. That's something that should have been passed 5 or 6 years ago. If you're a violent criminal in Louisiana and you get arrested, all of our cities should comply with the federal ICE agents and deport these criminals to where they came from. So we're going to have a lot of work ahead of us, but I look forward to the session. And look, I can tell you that Louisiana is turning the ship. We've had some failed leadership in the past under our previous governor, but this governor, Governor Jeff Landry, is very aggressive. He does not waste any time, does not let grass grow underneath his feet. We've addressed crime reform, education reform. We've passed a number of socially conservative bills. We've done tax reform. And most recently, I'm excited that he has committed to spending reform. He has started our own version of La Doge, which is a fiscal responsibility program, to allow a group of individuals from the private sector and in the legislature to get together and find ways to cut the waste out of our government, add efficiencies, and I'm honored to be a member of that Louisiana Doge Committee.
I'm a big fan of Jeff Landry. Been a supporter of his long before he was the Attorney General. Here's the problem I see. Jeff Landry will lead the state in the right direction. Alan Seabach and Blake Magez will support him, but Blake and Alan are two senators among a number of senators, and normally when things go south, it's always in the Senate. What's going to stop that from happening this year?
Well, I can tell you that the Senate is always probably the body that in the past that has slowed down good bills, but you have elected some very conservative House members like myself and Alan Seabach to the Senate. We're not normal senators. We generally break the status quo. And like in this country right now, when Donald Trump has chosen an unconventional vice president pick and cabinet member picks, it takes unconventional people to shake things up and break the status quo. And I can tell you, as a freshman senator, I've made my voice loud and clear on a number of conservative issues. And it just takes one voice to stand and lead. And although I know there's politics in the process and there's a lot of other people that need to agree, I can tell you that the governor has used his position on the fourth floor very aggressively for conservatives across this state. And I think that it just may take a little bit more time for the Senate to come around, but I know a lot of senators are conservative and they want to do the right thing. They want to support our governor. And at the end of the day, they want to make Louisiana a better place for our future generations. They recognize we're ranked at the bottom of all the good lists, and they recognize we have an out-migration problem. and they recognize the feedback that they're getting from their districts, that all of this new reform that the governor is doing is very popular. And if they want to be popular in their districts, I think they'll follow the lead. And I have faith in them. I think we'll get some great bills through the process this year to make Louisiana a better place.
The senators that are not as aggressively conservative as we would like for them to be, do you think they truly understand that Jeff Landry cannot make them vote for the bills that he promotes, but he can make them regret not voting for him?
Yeah, I think in the Senate they very much understand that the governor has a lot of power, particularly in the appropriations bills, and he has line item veto in those bills, as well as veto power in a number of bills. And I can tell you that the governor wants to help all these senators out in their districts, but he just wants them to have an open ear and to work with him. And I can tell you, when they take the time to sit down and understand exactly where he is going, they come around. And I've been impressed on a number of bills. Look, I have a lot of complaints on legislation that didn't make it through the process, but I had a lot more complaints under the previous governor. Right now, conservatives are getting 80% of everything they want. It's incumbent on us to try to get another 10 to 15% governor. Yeah, he pointed to 30%. I mean, I'm very proud of all the senators and representatives that brought bills to the governor's desk. I mean, he signed bills that we had tried for years under the previous governor and couldn't accomplish. It takes a little time, but I think that our leadership in the Senate and the House is willing to put any differences aside and work with the governor and get this state moving in the right direction. And I plan to do my part on helping that become the case.
But you'd have to agree, the previous governor set the bar pretty low.
Yes, it was unfortunate. I think Alan Sebo and I were in a contest of how many bills he could veto, because we simply would not compromise our conservative values, whether they were fiscal or social, just for some less liberal governor's ideals for Louisiana. If we would have followed down that path, we would continue to be ranked last. We would lose more of our future generations to other states. We'd lose more congressmen. And it was just the wrong path to take. It's very similar to the path this country was headed on before we elected President Trump back as the 47th president of our great nation. God is watching out for Louisiana. God is watching out for America. The people made their voices loud and clear at election time, not only for the governor and the state legislature, but for the president, the Congress, and the U.S. Senate. We have the right team in place. What's most important now is that Republicans remember their conservative values, remember that they represent people back in their districts, and they rise above and they stick together in order to pass reforms and changes across this country and this state that will improve their constituents' lives. If they put the people first, we can be very successful.
Our guest this morning is State Senator Blake Miguez. We'll be back in a moment. Broadline Services, they're across from Sabine Retirement and Rehab. The flooring in your house, maybe been there 10 years, 20 years, maybe even 30 years. Is it time to upgrade? Well, if it is, Broadline Services can provide ceramic tile, porcelain, wood, carpet. Call and talk to Tim or Juanita at 318-652-1215. Or you can go to broadlineservices.org.
Hi, I'm Abigail Chevalier, a nursing student at Northwestern State University. Northwestern is proud to graduate more registered nurses than any other college in the state. Believe me, you'll want to come to Northwestern. With dedicated resources across campuses in Natchitoches, Alexandria, Leesville, and Shreveport, Northwestern is committed to delivering a top-quality nursing education. Here's the best part. 100% of nursing students are hired before graduation or shortly thereafter. Visit nsu.la/healthcare to learn more about our nursing programs and start your journey towards a rewarding future.
We love George Strait for more than his music. After 56 number one singles, George is still a family man and a real cowboy. That's why we love him, and that's why he wears nothing but Wrangler. The George Strait Cowboy Cut Collection by Wrangler has a huge selection of styles a cowboy can be comfortable wearing anywhere. So head to Nichols in Manny, Leesville, Coushatta, or Winfield, and try the George Strait Cowboy Cut Collection by Wrangler. Long live cowboys.
Frontline Services, located across from Sabine Retirement and Rehab in Manny, has everything you need. If it goes in a house, they have it. From flooring to countertops, open Monday through Friday. From small jobs to large jobs, they can help bring your dreams to life. Go see Tim or Juanita for all your flooring needs, including ceramic tile, porcelain, carpet, or wood floors. They also custom build showers, and remodels are available. No matter what the need, Broadline Services is here to help. 318-652-1215. They're also an authorized Speed Queen dealer.
Campbell Monument Company, located at 1788 Highway 117 North in Provençal, Louisiana, is locally owned and family operated since 1965. With a state-of-the-art computerized design and laser etching system to make your monument a work of art. We know what these stones mean to you and your family and strive to make your selection of a monument for your loved one as stress-free as possible. Your satisfaction is our top priority. Give us a call at 318-472-6160 for your one-on-one design consultation, and we will turn your ideas into a work of art to commemorate that special someone. Check us out on Facebook or CampbellMonumentCompany.com.
Hey, welcome back. I want to remind you, Nichols in business over 100 years. Thinking about upgrading your rifle, your shotgun, getting a pistol, whatever you need in armament, they have it at Nichols Stores, Winfield, Leesville, Coushatta, and many. Our guest this morning is State Senator Blake Miguez. And Senator Miguez, I have Jack McFarlane on every month with me, a true conservative, great American, and he's on this committee to determine where we can make cuts at. And I had this conversation with him. I said, you know, there is so much low-hanging fruit out there. Let me give an example. Putting legal news in newspapers is paying off the Press Association. That was outdated 10 years ago. The only way that some newspapers exist costs millions of dollars when you go from local to state and everything. But we keep doing it. Should be done away with. Public television and radio. Who watches it anymore? All the items, the low-hanging fruits, easy to find, but it's so tough to get rid of. Your thoughts?
Well, I can tell you, Jack McFarlane, I served with him in the House for a number of years. Really good guy. He serves as the Appropriations Chair in the House and fiscal conservative like myself. And I had the opportunity and the honor to serve with him on the Fiscal Responsibility Program, which was put together by the governor. I mentioned it in the last segment. I like to call it La Doge. It's very similar to what President Trump and Elon Musk are doing on the national level. And we're doing exactly what you're talking about, Ted. We are getting together and we're putting together private sector talent with public office holders like the Senate and the House members, and we're looking to how can we cut the waste and find efficiencies in the state budget. Because why do we want to find efficiencies? Because we want to make sure that the taxpayers and treasury with tax dollars get used in things great, like finding crime, education, fixing roads and bridges in our failing infrastructure. But in order to do that, we've got to operate a little bit differently. Technology, like you mentioned, is one of our low-hanging fruits. Our Office of Technology Services uses outdated technology. The world is changing. We get our news in a different way. You should be able to easily use programs through multiple agencies so they can talk to each other and figure out where these programs are being inefficient. There's big line items in the budget like health care and the Department of Transportation that we're digging into. But look, we're not going to dig into it just like in the legislature. We already have an appropriations and a finance committee. We've got to take a little bit of a different angle. We have a fiscal responsibility czar and a co-czar that has been assigned by the governor from the private sector that have done it before, that had successes when the governor was an attorney general in his small department. They want to do that business mindset across all states. Things like looking at how we do continuation budgeting. Instead of continuation budgeting, what about baseline budgeting?
Well, let me interrupt for a second. How about the fact that in Louisiana, unlike other states, we've got a supervisor for every 1.5 people working?
Exactly. We need to take a look at civil service. We need to take a look at efficiencies. But we're going to do it with all the resources at our fingertips. We're going to use the Louisiana Legislative Auditor. And if it requires us to use forensic accountants or outside groups to dig into specific agencies to make recommendations, I've seen it done in other states. They save millions, sometimes hundreds of millions of dollars. Ted, our budget is almost $50 billion and it only serves 4.7 million people. I can tell you there's some waste in that budget, and that this new law DOGE is going to take a different perspective. We're going to get in that budget, and we're going to find efficiency. Start with low-hanging fruit, and after we get through the process more, we can dig into the smaller departments. But I think there's a lot of efficiencies that we can find. Again, like the governor mentioned, he wants, when he was campaigning, he wants to make sure Louisiana has a government as good as its people. And we want to make sure that government, that good government, gives a great return on their investment. And when you pay that tax dollar, these are hardworking citizens across the state, and they're paying tax dollars every day. They shouldn't be driving across broken roads. They shouldn't have a failing education system, and they shouldn't have to worry about being terrible crime rates. But look, we're turning the ship. We're putting things in the right direction. We want to put their money to work for them, not special interests and bureaucrats and the big government status quo that this state has suffered for over the last half a century.
Okay, I've got a great idea. I love what you're saying. Let me give an example. In Natchitoches Parish, the legislative body brought home the bacon in Natchitoches Parish, over $1 million for the pet lovers in Natchitoches. I'm sure it's a good program. Roads are falling apart. We've got so many special interests out there that when you start talking about real cuts, they absolutely go crazy.
You bring up some great points, and we're not going to single out any particular group, but I'll tell you as a whole, sitting on the Finance Committee, I have preached to my colleagues, guys, I know you have crumbling roads and infrastructure back in your districts. I know that you know best of which roads should be fixed. But if we're going to do special appropriations and you're going to get extra surplus dollars, let's spend it on the things that people want us to spend it on that has the benefit for all. Now, look, I'm not against a lot of these different organizations. Actually, I support a lot of them in my district, but we shouldn't be using government dollars for non-government organizations, better known as NGOs. Do like I do. Go to their fundraisers. Help them raise private funds. Help them with charitable donations. That's how you fund those organizations. The problem in Louisiana is we only have so much money to go around. We've got a failing infrastructure. We've got a lot of needs for our communities and our state, and we've got to refocus those dollars. And I know it's not happening overnight, but I can see a transition in the state budget over the last 2 years, and particularly under Governor Jeff Landry's leadership. He vetoed a number of NGOs. Some of them are very popular in my area, and some of these NGOs I personally support with private dollars and charitable donations. But the government dollars, the people's treasure, should be focused on, just like you said, Ted, roads and bridges and sewage and water, education, fighting crime. Those are the focuses that we should use our state dollars on, and I'm happy to say that things are starting to change there, but we have to work together with fiscal conservatives like Representative McFarland, Representative Owen, Senator Seball, and other great senators and representatives. We have to continue preaching. We have to put our own guardrails up.
Hey, got to take a break. Senator Blake Miguez is with us. We got a few minutes left. When we come back, whatever you do, don't go away. Northwestern State University. If you want to get a great education at a very low cost in a safe environment and community, go to the website and look at what Northwestern State University has to offer you. Quality education that you can afford.
Find solid American-made wood pieces. Choose from many timeless and functional styles of dining, bedrooms, office, and outdoor furniture in a variety of unfinished and finished options. Quality Wood Furniture has something for every room and a friendly, knowledgeable staff that's ready to assist you. With an on-site finisher and a custom builder available, we'll help you get the perfect look for your new furniture. You'll enjoy the strength and durability of real solid wood furniture for years to come. Visit our showroom today. Quality Wood Furniture in Leesville.
Hello, my name is Dr. LeBlanc from LeBlanc Eye Center in Leesville, Louisiana, across the street from Bird Hospital. Are you tired of choosing which lens is clear, one or two? Are you tired of being rushed into deciding if you're sure or not? Have you experienced this before? At LeBlanc Eye Center, there is no stress, no frustration, just accuracy. Now we have instruments from NASA that will give you a prescription almost perfect before we even ask you any questions. No more 102. Please come see me at LeBlanc Eye Center for a very pleasurable experience at the eye doctor. Please call 337-239-2321.
AGS Auto Glass Specialists, located at 2017 South 5th Street, want to remind you to bring in chipped, cracked, or shattered windshields to them so they can bring it back to clarity with fast, friendly service. Call 337-238-1821. AGS Auto Glass Specialists offer windshields, mirrors, furniture tops, power windows, front window shields, mobile services, plexiglass, and Lexan repair. That's AGS Auto Glass Specialists, your hometown automotive glass specialist with over 50 years experience.
Looking for new flooring? Head to Jay's Carpet One Floor and Home in DeRidder. We are part of the largest floor covering buying group in North America. You'll always get a good deal at Jay's. We are locally owned and dedicated to our community. Our flooring experts can help you select from thousands of styles, and we also offer window treatments. Come see us at Jay's Carpet One Floor and Home in DeRidder, 1515 North Pine Street, 337-463-7464.
We invite you to come down to Natchitoches Wood Preserving off of Highway 1 South. We've been in business for 50 years, and we've been providing Natchitoches and surrounding areas with trailer boards up to 24 feet, poles and timbers up to 40 feet, and vinyl seawalls as well as composite decking. All of our lumber is treated for water use, and every visit you make, you'll deal with the direct owners of the company. We appreciate you, and we love the city of Natchitoches.
I want to remind you, if it's time for that eye exam, Louisiana Eye and Laser Center has 15 locations in Louisiana, including Leesville, Winfield, Natchitoches, Alexandria. Go to laeyeandlaser.com or call 318-487-2020 from routine eye exams to the most complicated surgeries. Monday, our guest will be Jimmy Genovese, the president of Northwestern University. Blake, out of curiosity, do you know Judge Genovese?
I met him on the campaign trail. He was my Supreme Court justice here, and I know him like that. I see him at the Capitol. Seems like a very nice guy, and I know he's excited about his new position.
He's got as much energy as Donald Trump. Holy cow! He has boundless energy. Okay, the session. If you could right now say the session's over, this is what we did, and I'm pleased to announce this. What would you tell me?
Well, the most important thing to me, and I pushed very vigorously during the tax session, is to make sure that we put in place some very effective spending reforms. I'd like to see budget, some of the budget. I would like to see hopefully the March 29th ballot passes, which put spending limit at 3% any particular spending growth. But the governor's already committed to me in the tax session that he would offer a standstill budget. I hope the legislature sticks to that. I want to make sure that if we get some cuts and some spending reform, I think it's going to make the governor's tax reform package more successful. Now, in addition to spending reform, I'd like to see some adjustments made to the tax reform to make sure that we continue to lower people's personal income tax. We continue to eliminate dinosaur age taxes that shouldn't be in our books anymore, that makes business more competitive. But very important to the people back home, and we still have to work hard on this issue because it seems like no one has all the answers to it, but everybody wants the same results, is we've got to do some more insurance reform and lower those premium rates. And at the same time, we can work on election integrity to make sure that when people cast their vote, they know that it makes it harder for people to cheat and that their vote counts and their voice counts for the person that they want to vote for. And I think if we work together on all those issues and also the social issues, I mean, if we can cut out the remainder of DEI, limit some of this crazy ESG talk, a lot of this woke left culture out of our country and that woke left that's been infiltrating our higher education systems, if we can do a number of those things, I would call it a very successful session. I think we're going to continue being successful under this new governor because we have a Republican supermajority and we have a lot of conservatives in the legislature. But I'll tell you, in order to be successful, those conservatives need to stand up, make their voices heard, and be real leaders in the state legislature.
Blake, want to thank you for joining us. Hope you'll come back and be with us again sometime.
I'd love to. Anytime you want me on the show, Ted, I'd love to be on it. And thank you for having me today. And I want to end by saying God bless Louisiana and God bless our great country. And I wish President Trump the most success in 4 years.
State Senator Blake Miguez, our guest this morning.
When are you coming back to Louisiana? I miss you more than you will ever. When are you coming back to Louisiana? I lost a part of me when I watched you go. Her words touched me like a well-known memory.
Good morning, everybody. It's time for Radio Unafraid. It's brought to you by Bounce.